What's up, ladies and germs? You're with your host, Alexis Padilla, aka Skin Legend, a freshman student at Cristo Rey San Jose Jesuit High School. And today I'll be joined by a very tall dude. It's Jesus Cruz!
Yes, thank you for having me in the show.
I'm very happy to have you here today. How's your day going?
Normal.
And today we will be talking about our reactions, social justice issues, and lastly about why schools banned the book To Kill a Mockingbird. But first, introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jesus, and I'm 14 years old.
What school do you go to?
Same that you go to.
So you go at Cristo Rey San Jose Jesuit High School?
Sure.
First question, what are your reactions to the book? Why do you feel that way?
I hate it and like it at the same time because there's like a lot of issues in the book and like there's also it also gets boring in some parts where I don't understand. Yeah.
You say you don't like it now? You did it now. My reaction so far about the book is interesting because there are always small details that people would ignore as they are reading the book. But as for myself, I try to find issues that are very important to our society because there are words that explain our society from the beginning to the 21st century. Another reaction that I had was surprise because a girl named Scout explains her life to readers and not even people from this day won't be able to explain the story like this, but I'm enjoying the book so far.
Wait, you don't like the book? Oh, wow, I see how it is. But, I mean, you are right only about one thing, and that's the social issues in the book. Even in the first few pages, there was a lot of social issues like racism when that white lady put that black person in jail.
I can agree. Another issue that I've seen that the book mentions is slavery. For example, in the text it says, "Boss three slaves and with her aid established a homestead on the banks of the Alabama River." What this means is that slaves were brought to establish a homestead for other people to live. I think this is an issue because slavery was an issue that took forever to end. People are not tools but human. They were created to do something good in the world and not do physical work.
We got 9 minutes.
What is another issue that you have read about in the story?
Like I said, like in the beginning, racism, an example from the text is when Mr. Radley shot a black person in his backyard. And this is shown like in the book when it said, like Jim said, like what happened, and Scout said that Mr. Radley shot a Negro in his colored patch, I think it's called. And this basically just proves there is racism in the book, and one of the racist people is Mr. Radley.
Let's talk about the people in the book for a bit. What do you think about the city they live in, such as the people that live there?
Oh, there's a lot of drama and a lot of negative people. I know that for sure. And there's that makes it have a lot of issues, like Mr. Radley and Tom Robinson, and that makes it a negative town.
So you think people are racist?
No, I don't think. I know.
What I think about the people in the book is patience and drama. I say this because people walk at a slow pace that they are not in a hurry to do things. They walk slowly to the stores. It is like watching a koala coming down from a tree. If society was actually like this, I don't know what I would have done.
Oh, shots fired, roasted, oh my god.
Wait, I want to be more like you.
Hey, Mr. Sunderland, are you enjoying the broadcast right now? Yes.
What do you think about Scout and the way she acts with her family?
I think she's a tomboy because she doesn't really like to wear dresses and she likes to fight. And I'm not an expert, but I don't think that many girls like to do that. And I also think she's sassy because she likes to talk back a lot and always whining. And sometimes, but there is also a nice side of her, like when it's shown when she wanted to defend Tom Robinson.
All right, what do you think about Scott? Do you think of her as a negative or positive person?
What I think about her is very sassy because she has a lot of attitude. For example, in the book it says, "So what I said." This tells me that She doesn't care about what other people say or do because she only cares about herself. She would be that type of person that if she had, if she was in a tough situation, if she only had two options, she would be the one that saves herself. She's also tomboyish because she doesn't like wearing dresses because she grew up with only boys. She has not worn one. There are more ways you can express Scout. Scout is a positive but also a negative person depending on the situation she's in because she can be protecting her brother from evil and following a good way to succeed in the situation.
Finally, something we both agree on. But anyways, why do you think schools have banned this book? Do you agree with this or not?
I believe schools have banned To Kill Mockingbird because based on the articles that I've read and what I've read so far, it's because of the strong language that's used and it's very offensive to different kind of ethnicities. There are many more reasons it is banned. For example, the text states, the book's strong language discussion of sexuality and rape and use of the N-word. Why would an author want to sugarcoat a story that she wrote about her life and the issues that were happening during the time period? Other books and textbooks would sugarcoat what happened during this time and do false claims. It was also banned because it was stereotypical because of an African-American that was accused wrongly and has to face the charges that he did not do. This was very offensive because people thought that it would affect the student school workforce and look at people differently because of the book. I don't believe school should ban the book from school because students should learn the real story and not a made-up story that was mixed up with others. If I did not read this book, I would have not known how hard it would be to be wrongly accused and still be in jail because of your skin tone. When I was younger, they tried to make it like African-Americans were the ones that were wrong, but the truth was that the Americans were the ones causing the whole deal between both of them. What do you think about the book being banned?
I think that they shouldn't have banned because students could learn from the book, like the issues that happened back in the United States, so they could learn more about it and like not know it firsthand when it happens to them.
What do you expect to happen in the book further on?
More racist things.
Why do you think more racist things? Give me an example.
I mean, would you blame me for thinking that? Like, so many racist things happened in this book to the point I lost count. An example of this is when people already started, like, thinking that Tom Robinson isn't going to get a fair trial because he's black.
I also agree that there's going to be more racist things because based on what people have told me, they have told me that though it's going to get me mad because a lot of reasons, and I told them not to ruin it for me.
So they basically spoiled it for you.
Kind of, but I'm so interested to read on. Thank you for being here in my show today. Hope to have you here next time when we discuss a new book.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Sunderland, for being our only audience, unless, Mr. Kelly was there too. And tune in next time for the Alexis and Jesus Show of Discussion. Also, thank you, Mr. Albers, for being our only sponsor of the show and letting us enter. Goodbye.
Have a nice day.